There's a very interesting discussion on whether one should say Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av morning. Of course, we paskin that we do, and one should say Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av morning. But the Shibboleth HaLeket brings from the Gaonim She'ein Mevarchim Birchas HaTorah B'Tisha B'Av, that we shouldn't say Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. As we know, one of the Surim on Tisha B'Av, along with not eating and not drinking and not washing ourselves and all the other inuyim, is that we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, once you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're not permitted to learn Torah. So it would seem, Eim Avarach in Torah, you don't make Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. The obvious question on this opinion, and why we paskin you do say Birchas HaTorah, is there are many portions of the Torah we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to learn about Avelis, about mourning. You're allowed to learn about Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to learn the Gemaras and Gittin of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. You're allowed to open up and learn Eov. We're allowed to learn Sifrei Musar to inspire us, to help us grow. And therefore, there's still the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av through those portions of Torah that one is allowed to learn. And that's why we paskin your mevarchin Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. But let's try to understand this opinion of the Gaonim. Why would the Gaonim say Eim Avarchin Birchas HaTorah B'Tisha B'Av? So what is the source? What's the reason why most Torah is not allowed to be learned on Tisha B'Av? Because the Pasuk says, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misamchei Lev, that the Torah is something that brings us joy, that brings us happiness, that brings us simcha. And on Tisha B'Av, it's the day of Avelis, we're not supposed to be b'simcha, so we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. So I saw in a Sefer, Oyel Moshe, from Rav Scheinerman. And he says, as we know from the Heilige Igli Tal in his Agdama, that not just is Torah something that brings a simcha, but that's the goal of Torah. The Iker Torah, the Iker Limud HaTorah, is to be sos v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudo, to be joyful, to be happy, to be b'simcha in our learning. And that's Divrei Torah that's going to be nivloin b'demo, that's going to be absorbed into our blood. The Torah is the Torah of simcha. Torah is a Torah that we should be full of simcha when we're learning. And therefore, even though there are all different types of Torah that we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, since those portions of Torah are not Torah that's primarily supposed to bring a simcha, we're missing out on the most important type of learning, on the Iker Limud HaTorah. And therefore, perhaps, we understand the sheet of the Gaonim that there would be no Birchas HaTorah, because we're not learning Torah, the Iker Chefsa Shel Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn Torah, and He wants to be Torah that brings us Simcha. He wants us always to be B'Simcha. In fact, when you open up the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavo, and you read in Parshas Kisavo of all the tragedies and all the difficulties that can befall Klal Yisrael, that happened to us in our history, and that we're going to be commemorating if we're not Zayich and Mashiach prior to Tisha B'Av. Why did all of that occur? Why do we have to sit on the floor and fast the Tainus and have the Bein HaMetzarim and Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks and the 9 days? Tachas Asher Lovad Tzas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Leivav. Because we didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. Hashem wants us to be B'Simcha. He wants us to be close to Him. And if we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it would be B'Simcha. It would be with tremendous Simcha. And that's, although on Tisha B'Av is the day of Avelis, the goal is to have that Avelis, but to build a closer relationship with Hashem, so we walk away from Tisha B'Av, and all we want to be is B'Simcha and Torah Mitzvahs. And I want to learn Torah that's a Torah that's going to bring me to Simcha. And maybe that's a Remez L'Dovar. The last pasuk of this week's parasha. The last pasuk of this week's parasha, Parashas Devarim, which is the pasuk that leads us in from the Torah to a Tisha B'Av. The pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yeshua, when you lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Lo Tira'um, I don't want you to be afraid, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Anilcham Lechem, because Hashem your God, He will wage war for you. But maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling each and every one of us as we enter into Tisha B'Av, Lo Tirum, I don't want you to have any yira. I don't want you to have any fear. I want you to be B'Simcha. I want you to be happy. I want you to be full of joy. I want to be close to you, and I want you to be close to me. I want to be embracing. as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was embracing us at the Shas Churban, as the Kruvim were embracing, saying, this is the relationship I want. And that's how we should walk out of Tisha B'Av. Mirat Hashem, we should walk out of Tisha B'Av and say, I want to be with Hashem and His Torah and Mitzvos, and be B'Simcha from Torah and Mitzvos. And in that Chus, we'll be Zoicha never to have any Atzvos, and never to have any difficulty, and never to have any more tragedy. But only binyan beis hamikdash b'mher v'yameinu b'karav mamash. V'heil g'shabes kodesh, full simcha, full bracha, we should be tanting Yishlaimer kodesh b'karav mamash.